Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Okay. We have a topic we're going to do. Odyssey.com Rewind, if you wanted the Tigers' primo trade target, according to ESPN, I fully support it. But you guys pre-show were pretty spicy. You were ball breakers. Oh, we got a topic. Ooh, Mike's going to throw a chair like I'm some kind of wind-up toy. But
yeah,
look, the offseason is upon us, and you guys were tickled pink with this article in the Free Press. So I'm going to sit here, and I'll do what I'm told, minus the chair part. I don't know what you think I'm going to get so upset about. I'm in a good mood, but what is the issue? Lay it out for me.
Basically, it was an article in the Free Press. They came up with a list of free agent players that the Pistons should pursue.
Free agents?
Yes.
Well, the free agent class is garbage.
Okay, and I'll add there's some that they could trade for as well.
Okay, so
I'll
there are trades both on
there's
here.
Two lists.
You have my entry.
Right, we haven't wound you up yet. Calm down, as you would like.
Relax.
All right. But they came up with a list of names, and these are some targets that, honestly, we've talked about the free agent list. It's not good.
It's awful.
And I think if you're going to any of these names, you're better off just re-signing everybody that's on the team right now. I'd rather see you bring back Tim Hardaway Jr.
Come on.
You want the list of names?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, let me give you the free agent list first I go through the trade list.
How many of these am I going to approve of? Is that this game? Or do you just really just are like, Mike, you're going to hate all
of these? How many would you say, oh, you know what? Good move by the Pistons if they went out and got this person.
Not great. Just it has to meet the standard of good.
This person will help this team to the next level.
Okay.
Because we could all agree that the Pistons, they're on the precipice of really becoming a power in the East. With the East, you know, they're reshuffling the deck. David, if you would, please.
Free agent list. Ty Jerome.
Go to hell. Why do I want a guy who's played for six teams, he finally had a productive season with Cleveland, and you're going to be the one who pays him? You know how that movie ends. Try hard guy tries hard. Finally, after falling on his face for 5 years, gets decent, and then you reward him. You know what happens. No.
Brook Lopez.
Oh, God, stop it. He's 50. What the hell do I need him for?
Harris LeVert.
Feet made of Legos. Next.
Gary Trent Jr.
I mean, for $5? Like, what does it say he's going to want?
It doesn't say. It doesn't say.
I'd pay him a couple of bucks, but that doesn't move the needle.
Bruce Brown.
Oh, for God's sakes. Maybe 5 years ago.
Trey Lyles.
Is this a joke?
No.
No.
This was in the Free Press. This is what we're offering this fan base after this breakthrough year.
Nikhil Alexander Walker.
Player I can't figure out. Came out of VTech, had a lot of skills, first round pick. He hasn't put it all together. But I'm openly questioning whether anybody can flourish in New Orleans.
Here's three more for you.
Tyus Jones, Cam Payne, and Mason Plumlee. That's the free agent list. I have five others that you could possibly trade for.
Oh, no, no, no. See, unlike Jeff Rieger, didn't oversell this. Oh, wait till he sees this list. We purposely kept it away from you.
Cameron Payne? You're going to hold a press conference for Cameron Payne?
Or Mason Plumlee.
Okay, guys, you can say I'm being unfair. Am I speaking for you or am I on an island? To hell with that whole list.
Which is why I said you're better off just re-signing everybody who was on the team last year and running it back.
Okay, you're right. Now let me get to the trade stuff.
You start with the Pelicans forward, Herbert Jones.
I'm okay with it, but you know who I want on that team. And I understand there's some legal issues right now, but I'll stay away from it. I'll keep going. I'll let you know where Herb Jones lands when I hear the other names.
Another Pelican, Trey Murphy III, who is on a four-year, $112 million contract. Boston Celtics forward, Sam Hauser.
He's cheap.
He is.
Dead-eye shooter, underrated defensive player. David, that's a player for $8 million. There's a high level of functionality there. I'd love to keep him as a Celtics fan, but we have to cost cut. I like Sam Hauser because he's – look, how about this? You pay $9 million for useless-ass Fontecchio. I could pay $8 million for a guy who helped the Celtics win the championship, and he's one of the best three-point shooters in basketball. And he's not an albatross defensively.
Well, speaking of won a championship and can shoot the three, Klay Thompson.
What?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Great candidate. And then the final one will
He's 40. Not quite 40, but I get what you're saying.
Another Dallas Maverick, and this one might actually be worth something, is P.J. Washington.
He's had a lot of runs of being effective. A little bit of a goofball off the court, but I could work my way there.
No room for radioing, not Kyrie?
No.
Guys, I think what I take away from this, though, and it's kind of depressing, is this is an article thrown out by, I would assume, a beat writer whose life is covering the NBA. If this is what they think the realistic targets are, then Rico wins. I'll just take option B.
And that's why, right, when David told me, and I'm like, you might as well just re-sign everybody that you already have and run this thing back.
If your offseason featured a trade and a signing from the list of players that David just gave you, are you celebrating that?
Brooke Lopez and Caris LeVert. No.
David, what am I missing?
You're not. You just hit the nail on the head. This is not a list that excites you. This is something... It doesn't seem serious to me.
Cameron Payne
It just doesn't.
He's try-hard guy that's good for about 5 minutes a game, and then that's it.
Look, the Trey Murphy thing, I don't hate. I want a different player on that team. I understand with legal situations happening, it's probably not the time to do that topic. We have to see how that plays out. The Murphy thing, I could get. The problem is, how good is he on a terrible team? So when you're putting up 20 a night, well, what does it really mean? And again, he's a good enough three-point shooter. I'd have to...
38.3% career.
I thought it was 36. Okay. Yeah, I could do the Trey Murphy thing.
So, which goes back to something we talked about early in the show. David, it's not on your list of trades, but do the Pistons get involved? Are the Knicks trying to move Cat? Should the Pistons get involved with that?
Okay. I'll stay out of this. This one's for Detroit. Go ahead. Because I don't think you would want to give up what it would take. Look, there just aren't big men who can shoot the rock the way he does. He can post. Does he do some dumb things? Yes. Punchable face, no question. But he's still he'd still be your unequivocal, unquestioned second best player. Mm-hmm. Period. You could, but what would you have to give up to do it? Would the Knicks be willing to do that with an Eastern Conference rival? I again, if I'm the Knicks, I'm asking for a lot for Karl Anthony Towns. A lot. And I just don't think the Pistons are going to be in the business of doing that.
No, I just don't. They're trying to move him. And are you willing to just go ahead? And because people were like, oh, go get Giannis. Well, he's going to be available. It's going to cost you. Would you like to see Detroit jump into the Karl Anthony Towns sweepstakes? 248-539-9797.
The other problem, and again, three-point percentage. Now, David, here's the thing. So I just pulled up Murphy's stuff. You know, as the volume has gone up, the numbers have gone down, and he basically turned into a 35% shooter this year. The other problem is this is a guy who's started a grand total of 140 games in 4 years. This was the first year he really popped a little bit. But he did it in New Orleans on a god-awful team. But I like that he's 24 and there might be more there. That he can get better. That bringing him into a winning team. I could work my way around it. I'd much prefer to do that and invest a higher price. Let's say, what's Murphy getting? About 20 a year?
Yeah, four-year, $112 million deal that kicks in this season.
Oh, God. So then I got him for 4 years.
Yes.
That's at like 20.
25, 27, 29, and 31.
That's a 27 a year, 28 a year.
That's correct.
An investment.
No, because Rico, what I'd rather do is take Tobias's 26 plus Fontecchio plus actual assets and pick. I'll pay $40 million to the right player.
Right.
Really, I don't.
That's not the right player.
I guess I get tired of why do we always have to accept the try hard guy? Why can't we actually go out and get a high level player?
And that's why I said, all right, Karl Anthony Towns, Knicks do not want him.
Again, you would have to be willing to give up things you're not willing to give up. It's not about the idea. It's about you can't deconstruct this roster. And if I'm the Knicks and I'm trading with a rival, because make no mistake now, you're rivals. You're in the mix, they're in the mix. I don't see it. The KD thing makes more sense because you're launching him to the sun. You don't see Karl Anthony Towns anymore.
That's true.
248-539-9797. We'll get some ticket texts.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.